It took private investment of more than $10 million to create Two Bear Air, a dedicated search and rescue air support service in the Flathead. Former Flathead County Undersheriff Jordan White teamed up with Whitefish philanthropist Mike Gogan to create the nonprofit. Gogan comes from a business background with a capital investment firm known for its support of entities like Google and YouTube. Paying for Two Bear Air is one of several philanthropic investments he's made in the Flathead. White describes the organization as privately funded for a public purpose.
This philosophy of providing the right equipment, regardless of what some of the costs may be, but doing it for all the right reasons to save a life is something that most agencies or organizations don't have the luxury of.
The Flathead County Sheriff's Department coordinates most search and rescue operations in the greater Flathead. White is now the executive director of Two Bear Air, but as the undersheriff, he had coordinated search and rescue efforts for the department. He says prior to Two Bear Air, they would coordinate with local pilots and with the Alert Medical Helicopter out of Kalispell's hospital when needed and possible. But they didn't have the money to pay for air support.
So it was realizing the benefit of having aircraft available to support our operations, but not having any way to pay for it, that sort of became a passion of mine to find a solution for.
White says he put himself through flight school and bought his own aircraft to try to address this problem.
In doing those things on my own, just because I was extremely passionate about not losing another life that didn't need to be lost, just because we didn't have the correct access or all the tools available to us.
White began working with Gogan, and they created Two Bear Air 2 years ago. The nonprofit just brought a Bell 429 helicopter online. It's outfitted with night vision in the cockpit and a hoist.
Yeah, it's a big winch, and that's all this is. It's mounted on the right side of the aircraft up high. It has hydraulic features, essentially motorized features that allow the camera that's mounted on the hoist and the hoist to be pivoted away from the aircraft.
White says short haul was frequently the only option without the hoist. Short haul involves attaching a rope to the bottom of the helicopter with a litter at the end for carrying a person or supplies. White says the Federal Aviation Administration frowns on the practice because of the dangers involved. The hoist allows them to lower people down and lift them back into the helicopter in places they can't land, like steep, rocky mountainsides.
The Rocky Mountains and Glacier Park specifically are areas where people are drawn to those peaks and those ridges and really challenge themselves physically and mentally to experience everything that Montana offers. So being able to get into those areas is key.
The new helicopter also has a basketball-sized black appendage under the nose that contains a number of cameras, including one that looks for differences in heat.
When we get out of a residential area or even town where there's cars and people and things, we get into a mountainous terrain. We're really the only things that produce large amounts of heat, especially in the fall, spring, and winter, are either animals or people. So it allows us to take a fairly large area and search that with a camera and see below the canopy.
White says air support and search and rescue can cut days into minutes when it comes to reaching the hard-to-reach backcountry.
But usually it's the folks that have been out already for a day or two by the time we get called and get in there to get them that realize how much trouble they're in and know right away that everything's going to be okay when they hear the helicopter. And those are real gratifying missions to be involved in.
The goal of the organization is to save time and energy, and ultimately, lives. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.